Fog's getting worse.
Slow ahead, quartermaster.
Slow ahead, Captain Goddard.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
Hey, listen, Edwin Tuker. Ain't I met you someplace before? I've been trying to place you for the last 2 days.
For 48 hours, the Tangmar had ploughed steadily along at between 10 and 12 knots. First in the teeth of a gale, and then a fog. Fog that parted reluctantly, just enough to let us through and then blanketed the decks. On watch, peering into it for hours at a time, it wasn't long before you started to see things. Shadows that might be ships steering a collision course. In that 48 hours since the first night at sea, none of us had set eyes on Edwin Tuker, and I'd gone below to make sure that the poor fellow was all right. The frightened little man who'd let me into his cabin was hard to reconcile with the wife poisoner Colonel Hacking had claimed him to be. Tuker had been taking his meals in his cabin, and while he thanked me for looking in on him, he made it pretty clear that he wanted to be left alone. It was at that moment that Ben Miller appeared at the door, and as he spoke, the color drained from Tuker's face.
No, Mr. Miller, I'm quite sure we haven't met. Gentlemen, if you don't mind, I'd like to rest at night, but...
No one's going to eat you, Ed. What are you so blooming scared of? You're not still thinking of what that Miss Fedorov said, are you? She was only ribbing you.
It was the way she said it, Mr. Miller. Remember that to get this money, each one of us had to arrive in Savannah Lamar?
Listen, if that's the reason you're remaining in your cabin, then forget it. Nothing's going to happen to you aboard the Tangmar.
Seen you before, Ed.
Mr. Kendall, when we get to Jamaica, I mean, is this ship going straight to Savannah Lamar?
No, you'll travel overland from Kingston. As I understand it, you'll be met in Kingston by Victor Wenneman's solicitors, Brancher, Brancher and Smith.
Oh, do you have to go now?
No, I've got the dog watch, 12 till 4 a.m., but I thought you wanted to rest.
No, I've changed my mind.
You ever been inside, Ed?
Inside?
Clink. Jail.
I don't know what you mean, sir, and...
Don't get on your bike, Ed. Only a question, same as any other. Nothing to be ashamed of if you have. Me, I've been inside so many times, you know what the cops call me? The amateur. Insult, that is. But they got a reason. Doesn't matter how I plan it, it's always the same. They know it's me. Just when I'm congratulating myself that I got away with a neat job, I open the door, and there they are. Two hulking great blokes in blue waiting to lumber me. It's heartbreaking.
How can you joke about having been a jailbird, a convict? How can you?
I got it. Tucker. Edwin Tucker. Melbourne. You didn't want to be known as Tuker then, did you? Now, what were you in for?
Really, Mr. Miller, I assure you, you have the wrong dad. I've never been in prison.
1935. Doesn't that ring a bell, Ed? Come on, tell us. Pentridge it was. Yeah. I remember the case. And you know what told me? You, just now. How can you joke, you said. How can you joke about a woman who slurps her soup? That was what you said in court when they tried you for killing your wife. You poisoned her and watched her slurp her soup for the last time.
Mr. Miller, please.
Why have you got to be afraid of this Fedorov woman for, eh? Always give her some of the soup, can't you?
Miller.
Oh, forget it, Mr. Kendall. I'm only joking.
Promise me you won't tell any of the other passengers, please. I've made a new life for myself.
I saw her. On deck, seeing you off. Nah, I ain't going to blab on you. How long did they keep you in?
15 years. That's why I've been staying in my cabin. If anything happens, I should be blamed. I know I will. The police wouldn't bother to look any further. They just pin it onto me.
Well, I told you, I've been inside myself. They might just as soon pin it on me.
Did you ever kill anyone?
Me? I couldn't. Wouldn't have the nerve.
Listen, both of you, just because Peter Slavin was killed in England doesn't mean that the rest of you are in danger.
I can look after myself.
Was that his name?
Yeah. Doc Lawler told us. He read about him in the paper. On his way home from England.
He was there at the time?
Now, don't you start. We had enough of that from a loner blooming fader off.
If you're really concerned about being brought into this, Mr. Tuker, there's an easy way out. Were you in England 3 months ago? That was when Peter Slavin was killed.
Why, I...
Well?
3 months ago.
Almost, yes.
After we heard the news about the Wherryman estate and how wealthy I was to become, well, Myrtle, that's my second wife, insisted that if she couldn't come along with me on the Tangmar to Jamaica, we should go for a trip. You see, we never had a honeymoon. Mr. Kendall, we sailed to England.
When?
That's why Myrtle was so very worried when I came aboard the Tangmar. She knows how frightened I am of the sea. She knows because we made that trip. We stayed in England for a fortnight only, Mr. Kendall. It's 10 weeks to the day since our ship left on its return voyage to Australia. But I didn't kill anyone, Mr. Kendall. You've got to believe that. I didn't.
Steady now. No one's accusing you of anything. Take it easy.
I'd like to be alone, if you don't mind. Please. I'm feeling very tired.
Come in. Oh, Dick. Come on in. Sit down. If you can find a space. Drink?
No, thanks.
Don't mind if I go ahead?
Not at all.
Anything on your mind?
Supposing I told you that Major Challoner and Dr. Lawler weren't the only people in England at the time Peter Slavin was killed.
Oh, I'm all ears.
Edwin Tuker, or Tucker as he was called when Ben Miller knew him in Pentridge Jail, he was there. He just admitted it to me in his cabin.
You don't say. The wife poisoner,
eh? He's petrified with fright. According to Ben Miller, the little fellow didn't even know the name of the missing beneficiary.
Could be he's the guy we're looking for.
Yeah, could be. What I can't understand is this. If all these people were there at the time, why weren't they rounded up? I wonder if Colonel Hacking knew they were there.
Not from what he told me.
Well, I don't know. He's got his own way of doing things. He knew that everyone who had a reason for wanting Slavin dead would be aboard the Tangmar for this trip. Even the cleverest killer makes a mistake somewhere along the line. I've got a month to watch for that mistake.
Dick, what's your opinion of the skipper?
Well, good sailor. First rate.
He's been with my father a long time. Joined the Blake Shipping Company years ago as third officer.
What's that got to do with Tuker?
Nothing, but I was thinking, shouldn't we take him into our confidence? I mean, after all, it's his ship. If there's a killer aboard...
No dice, Lee. Sorry.
Okay, I'll go along with that. But he's not going to like it when he finds out the truth.
Well, let's hope he doesn't have to.
Uh-huh. How's the fog? You been on deck at all?
Clearing. Must be. We're picking up speed.
Three of whom we know, but I don't see Challoner in the role of murderer.
Or Dr. Lawler.
So, that leaves Tuker.
Yeah, perhaps.
What will you do when you pin it down?
Well, I'll attend to that when the time comes. Because there's one thing about Challoner that neither of us should overlook. This inheritance means a devil of a lot to him. According to the Colonel, he hasn't much money.
Who does? I saw the Major on deck this morning, but he made a point of not seeing me. I gather he doesn't approve the way I came aboard at the last moment.
Well, I've yet to find anything the Major does approve of, including his daughter, Sharon.
She seems a nice enough girl, but a very quiet one.
I showed her to her cabin just before we sailed. Challoner came in as she was trying to excuse his rudeness about the ship. And he went for her, then me. I don't envy Miss Challoner one little bit.
I heard her crying in her cabin our first night out. I think before we reach Jamaica, I might have me a piece of the Major.
That I would like to see.
Sure you won't?
Positive, thanks.
Just tell me one thing, Dick. Do you really think Peter Slavin's killer is aboard the Tangmar?
I wish I knew. But you can't escape the fact that Wherryman's solicitors had been unable to trace Slavin, and yet on the day they ran his photograph in the paper, he was killed. Colonel Hacking is sure that the murder was committed by a person or persons who knew the terms of Victor Wherryman's will. That anyone not arriving in Jamaica aboard the Tangmar automatically lost his or her share of the loot.
£1,000,000 between six. And now between five. That's a lot of loot. I'll drink a toast to the five of them. Here's to Victor Wherryman. You won't forget, will you, Dirk? If anything comes up, I want to be in on it.
Likewise.
Well, I'll be seeing you, pal. Me, I have a date with the glamorous Ilona Fedorov. Wish me luck.
You can even see the stars now, Quartermaster. Going to be a nice night after all.
Be a change after all that fog, sir.
Yes. I think I'll go below. You take over up here, Harris.
Aye, aye, sir.
Harris, this is the Merchant Marine, not the Royal Navy.
Aye, aye, sir.
Look, Harris. Oh, never mind.
Captain Goddard, sir.
What the...
Stop engines, Quartermaster.
Man overboard! Man overboard!
The night was clearing as I came on deck. And then I heard the scream and saw the head bobbing in the phosphorescent water. Was death already a passenger on this passage of the Tangmar?